Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Connie, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Why are you sitting in a booth?
Well, I didn't want to clutter the counter with this old stuff here.
Books?
Well, actually, the journals. They were in a box in the basement. I haven't seen these for years.
Wow, those are a lot of journals. Oh, this one looks like a little kid's notebook.
Yeah, I started when I was 8. My dad bought me my first one. Hey, take a look at the first page of this one.
Let me see. What's this? A life list?
Jack and I made lists of everything we wanted to do in our lives.
Witness a solar eclipse from a Pacific island. Uh-huh. Learn a second language. Visit all the state capitals. Find the source of the Nile.
Honey?
Hi, Emily. What can I get for you?
Oh, a large coffee, please.
Your parents let you drink coffee?
Oh, no. It's for Dad. I'm on my way to his courtroom and thought I'd take him a cup.
Well, there's a fresh pot made.
I'll get you some.
So, today's your big day in court.
Big day? Yeah, I'm sitting in on my dad's courtroom so I can watch him judge and stuff. And I'll even get to judge a case myself. This is a dream come true.
You're actually deciding a case?
Well, kind of. I mean, I'll give my dad my verdict, and then he'll deliver his. It's for a project at school.
Oh,
I'm gonna be late.
Oh, well, here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. Here's some money. Bye.
Bye, thanks. Well, what do you know about that?
Fly fishing.
What?
It's another thing I put on the list that I wanted to do and never did.
Hmm.
Where did the time go?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to J&J Antiques.
Hi, Mrs. Allen.
Oh, Emily. Or should I say the Honorable Emily Jones. I heard about your project.
No.
So, are you now a legal assistant or a bodybuilder? That backpack looks too big for a girl your age.
Oh, it is too big for a girl my age.
What are you carrying?
Legal books and copies of case files. Part of my job is to read cases like the one I saw today. That's where I need your help.
Oh, what's the case about?
Well, a guy named Wyndham claims a jewelry appraiser named Evans lied to him about the value of his mother's jewelry.
So, why do you need my help?
Well, you and Mr. Allen give appraisals for antiques, right?
That's right. Well, not anymore.
What do you mean?
We're closing up the shop.
What? Why?
We're retiring. We want to travel. To do a lot of the things we've talked about doing but didn't have the chance.
But you're leaving Odyssey?
We'll keep a house here, but I don't know how often we'll be back. Jack's in Scotland now, visiting some long-lost relatives.
Oh, I can't believe it. Does Mr. Whitaker know?
Mm-hmm. But we haven't told very many other people. We don't want to make a fuss.
But it is a fuss.
Oh, you're sweet. But I don't want you to talk about it, except to your parents, of course.
Oh, okay.
Now, let me show you how we go through the appraisal process.
Great. Legal briefing filing number 16153. Oh, which one is that? McMillan versus Williams or Lumpkin versus Pims? Oh, I know.
Emily?
Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, your mother told me to pick you up on my way home. It's time for dinner.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see what time it was.
Getting lost in the case? Welcome to the world of adjudication.
I thought I was studying the law.
Funny girl. I have a few more documents for you to look over. Melissa Evans submitted some new testimonies from other appraisers who have written on her behalf.
Most of your cases don't need this much research, do they?
Actually, most of my cases are more complicated.
Oh.
You know, once you get lawyers involved, well, they love sending paperwork back and forth. This is one of the simpler cases I've had this month.
It is?
Yes. But you've had enough reading for today. Let's go home.
Okay. Simpler. Oh, boy.
document scanned.
Cross-reference events to list items. Bring character synthesis online. Good. Now let's see if this thing works.
Mr. Whitaker?
Good afternoon, Emily. How's it going with your case studies?
Oh, not very well.
Oh, well, what's wrong?
My dad is delivering his verdict tomorrow, so I have to give him mine tonight, and...
And
I realized this morning that I hate this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've been reading these cases and briefs and opinions, and I knew my dad had to do a lot of reading and research, but I thought it would be fun. Now I'm sorry I took on this project, and I never want to look at another legal document again.
Which must be hard if you want to be a judge like your father.
It was my dream. I've been working really hard on it, but it's just too hard. I was up until really late last night and almost as late every day this week. Oh, you know, I'm not so sure I want to be a judge anymore. That's all? Just,
Yeah,
No, Emily, you're overreacting, or don't worry, it'll get better, or Emily, just work harder.
No, but I have an idea.
Oh?
I was working on a little personal project for the Imagination Station, but maybe this adventure would be more helpful to you.
Well, will it help me decide the case?
Well, maybe not the case, but it may help you decide something.
Okay. But this isn't like the original Imagination Station. It looks like a hallway with a bunch of doors.
No, it's the newer version. All you have to do is step through this door here.
You're not coming with me?
Well, I'll watch from here. We'll be able to talk, but you're the only one who can hear me. All right, are you ready?
Sure.
Then step through the door.
Whoa, that was different. Where am I?
A house. Well, a home.
Who lives here?
Oh, the boy you're about to babysit.
What?
I forgot to mention that people in this adventure will act like they know you.
So, you're my new babysitter?
I'm Emily, and you're...
John. My parents call me John Avery, or the kids at school call me Whit, but I don't think I'll ever get used to that.
You're the young Mr. Whitaker.
I'm 10.
So, this is the house where you grew up. I mean, where you're growing up.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're so polite. What would you like to do today, Mr. John Avery?
Well, I had an idea about how to use a fan to pilot a paper airplane around the room, using the force of the air to steer it.
Yep, you're Mr. Whitaker, all right.
And Dad said I could practice my cast with the fishing rods in the garage. I'm going fly fishing in Alaska.
Really? When?
Someday. Oh, I'd better write that down on my list.
List?
My friend Jack and I are making lists of everything we're gonna do in our lives. Fly fishing. Maybe we could combine that with his trip to Scotland. He wants to go there someday.
I'm sure he will. Does. What else is on your list?
Oh, you know, write for National Geographic magazine, look for tigers in India, fly a hot air balloon across the United States. I'll get my pilot's license and fly all over the place.
I didn't know you were so interested in flying.
You bet I am, but it won't be easy, and I'll be really old by the time I get it.
How old?
23 or 4.
Wow, that is old.
Would you like to see my plane collection?
I'd love to.
It's in the family room, through here.
Right behind you. Whoa, why am I back in the living room? Didn't I just go into the... Wait a minute. It looks different.
It's older. A few years have gone by since you were the babysitter.
But won't they think it's weird that I'm the same?
They'll see you the way they need to see you.
Good morning, Mr. Bricker. I'll be... Oh, it's you, Emily. I thought you were the mailman.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Is something wrong? It's the mustache, isn't it? I know. I only started to grow it. Anyway... Thanks for coming over. I appreciate your help.
Help? Oh, yeah.
what did you need me to do?
Proofread my article for the National Geographic. Remember?
Oh, right.
If they accept this, then I think I'll be allowed to intern with him in the summer. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Ah, now that must be today's mail. Just a second. Good morning, Mr. Bricker.
Hi, Whit. Registered letter for you. Please sign for it.
Oh, it's from the government.
Yeah, I've seen them before. The Selective Service.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
Good luck, Whit.
I know what this is.
The Selective Service?
I'm being drafted into the military. So much for the National Geographic. If you don't mind, let's go over that article some other time.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, I better call my parents. Thanks for coming, though.
Sure. You know, let me know how it turns out. Okay, so obviously this isn't your front yard. It looks like, what, a big school?
You're on the campus of the University of Southern California. It's where I hoped to go to college after I came out of the military. You're outside the library.
Hi, Emily.
Oh, hi. Nice mustache, Mr. John.
Most folks around here call me Whit now. You know that.
Oh, sorry.
Were you able to make the copies?
Copies?
Of my screenplay. On the phone, you said you'd make copies for me. I'm meeting with a big film producer this afternoon. They're really interested in my movie.
Well, who wouldn't be? Which movie is this?
The David Livingston one, of course. He's a world-famous explorer. I figure since I can't get to all the places I want to go, I'll get there through him.
I see, but what happened to the National Geographic?
Oh, well, that...
John Whitaker.
Yes, sir?
Hank Phelps from the scholarship office.
Oh, yes. How are you, Mr. Phelps?
I'm glad I bumped into you. We need to meet, and I mean right away.
We do?
It looks like that scholarship is going to happen.
Really?
Your military service, your high school grades, your writing samples. If it goes the way I think it will, you'll get a full journalism scholarship to the university. And I think we can get you a job as a teaching assistant.
Oh, well, that'd be great. Thank you.
Come see me this afternoon. We need to get this taken care of right away. There are other candidates if you don't move fast.
This afternoon.
See you then. Don't waste this opportunity, John!
Well, that's a surprise.
But what about the meeting with that big film producer?
I'll reschedule it. I'm sure he has plenty of time, and maybe you should hold off making those copies.
Oh, okay.
Let me get the door for you. I was just going to the library to check out another book on Livingston. You should read about it.
Maybe I will.
Here.
Obviously not the library. It's awfully small.
Yes, my first apartment.
Cute.
What? Oh, Emily, I didn't hear you come in. Sorry, I'm a little preoccupied.
What are you doing? Is that a model airplane?
It's a Spitfire Mark I, used by the Royal Air Force in World War II.
So you're still doing model airplanes?
It was a present from Jenny after I signed up for flight school.
Jenny?
Jenny. Jenny Whitaker, my wife. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. So you're gonna learn how to fly?
Finally. We scraped enough money together and I talked to the school yesterday.
Ooh, maybe you can fly to all the places David Livingston went.
David Livingston? Oh, right. Yeah, that was a great movie with Spencer Tracy. I wish I'd written it. It was close to the one I wanted to make, but never got to.
John?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Why are you out of breath?
I ran most of the way home. I just saw the doctor.
The doctor? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you tell
me
you weren't
feeling... Well, I was feeling nauseous and dizzy, so I went. But that's not important. John, you're going to be a father.
You mean...
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny!
Wow!
You never said anything!
Congratulations! Congratulations, you two!
We have to celebrate! Dinner somewhere! Delvecchio's!
Oh, I love it! But we'll need reservations.
Emily, would you get the phone book from the closet?
The closet?
the door there.
Oh. Okay. Hey, this looks like... Is it Odyssey?
McAllister Park, as it was quite a few years ago. On days when I needed to think, I'd walk through the park on the way home from McCallum Junior High.
Well, you must have stayed in school a long time.
I was a teacher here in Odyssey. Here I come now.
I didn't know you were a teacher.
Emily? Emily, what are you doing here?
Oh, just hanging around. What are you doing?
Realizing how out of shape I am. Whew! This box is heavy. I need to sit down for a minute.
Well, here's a bench.
Good idea. Ooh, what a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I love this park. Except for that old recreation center. It's an eyesore. Somebody needs to tear it down.
What's in the box?
The last of my personal effects from the school. You knew that today was my last day, didn't you?
No.
I quit the teaching job. After 14 years, it's time to do something else.
Like what? Maybe fly places?
Fly? Well, maybe. If I ever get that pilot's license one day when things settle down.
Well, what about the other things on your list?
My list?
Yeah, the one you made with Jack, all the things you wanted to do with your life.
I haven't thought about that list for years. Funny that you'd mention it now.
Well, have you done any of the things you've dreamt about?
Well, probably not. I was 10 when I wrote that.
So, they weren't important? Is it a waste of time for kids to dream about what they want to do?
Oh, no, not at all. It's good for us to dream and imagine what our lives might be. We should make lists like that. But dreams get changed by our circumstances. The things that change our direction. And sometimes our priorities change as we grow up. Or for some of us, our relationship with God puts us on unexpected paths to follow.
So you'll never get to do what you put on your list. Doesn't that bother you?
Bother me? I'm only retiring, Emily. I'm not dying. Some of those things could still happen. But whether I do anything on that list or not isn't as important as doing what God has called me to do. That's the philosophy I'm trying to live by. Well, it's getting late. Jason has a softball game this afternoon. It was good to see you again, Emily.
Thanks. Oh, but there's no door.
Door?
Welcome back, Emily.
No door to get back?
I'm working on that part. So, what did you think of my adventure?
Wow. So, did you ever do any of those things on your list?
I'm afraid not. But I could make another list of the things I have done. Getting married, having children, writing, creating a publishing company, teaching.
And you're not bothered about what you haven't done?
No, my wife and children were far more important than a pilot's license or National Geographic.
So, if I wanted to be a judge like my dad but decided not to?
That's up to you, Emily. You're getting a taste of what's required to fulfill your dream. You have to figure out if the dream is worth it or not. Or it's possible the dream doesn't match your skills. You may want to do it, but not be good at it.
Then what should I do?
Well, you're still young. You have time to think and pray about it and decide. Now, no one's pressuring you to make a decision now.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to my dad. So, are you going in the imagination station now? It was your program.
Now, I don't need to. But thanks for helping me remember. Let me know how everything turns out, all right?
Okay. Genesis with it serves as his consent to the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was able to sell the jewelry for a greater amount of money 2 weeks later is irrelevant.
That's great work, Emily. Amazing, in fact, because it lines up perfectly with what I'm going to say tomorrow. I'm really impressed and proud of you.
Oh, thanks. But, Dad?
Yeah?
I hate to admit it, but I didn't enjoy it very much.
Yeah, I got that impression.
How can you do this all the time?
It's part of the job. It was always my dream to serve the community as a lawyer and then a judge.
Did you know that your dream would be so hard?
Never thought it would be easy. With any dream, there will be obstacles.
But what if the things that get in the way are more important than the dream?
Then it was only that. A dream. And you have to let go and move on. In fact, there was a case in 1967, Acme versus Ludwig.
Oh, no, no, please. I can't take any more.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Emily, I'll be happy and proud with whatever you decide to do with your life. Don't let my dream become your dream.
Thanks, Dad. I'll take some time to think about it. A lot of time.
Hello, Joanne.
Simon. Emily.
Hi.
Welcome.
We're out painting the town, celebrating Emily's work on the jewelry appraisal case. Thank you for helping her, by the way.
My pleasure. Though I didn't do much.
Actually, you did.
While she was here, she saw an antique gavel in the display case.
Oh, yes. It belonged to Judge Tyler back in 1924.
Oh.
It's the gavel and the base.
Yeah, that's the one. Dad wants to buy it for me.
Yep.
Of course. I'll box it up.
Oh, great. We're going to Wit's End next. I need to thank Wit, too.
You can go to Wit's End, but he won't be there.
Oh?
He's at the airport.
Is he leaving town?
No. It's the strangest thing. He suddenly got the idea to take flying lessons.
Really?
He wants to become a pilot?
I know. I don't get it myself, but Jack laughed when I told him. He said something about a list. I've given up trying to figure those two out.
I'm really happy for Mr. Whitaker.
Do you know what this is about, Emily?
It's about dreams.
Proverbs 16:9 says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." And the Apostle James reminds us in his letter not to say that we'll do one thing or another tomorrow, but to say, "If the Lord is willing, then I may do what I have planned." Either way, it could lead to the adventure of a lifetime. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Great Expectations was written by Nathan Hubler and Paul McCusker, with sound design by Rob Jorgensen. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Andre Stoika, Joel McCrary, and Katie Lee. And I'm Chris, expecting great things from all the excitement we'll share together next time on Adventures in Odyssey.